Hello, I'm Matt Gervais, the Assistant Site Editor for SearchDomino.com. I recently had the pleasure of attending Lotusphere 2007 in Orlando, Florida, and I hope many of you did as well. For those of you that weren't able to attend, you're in luck, as I was able to speak with several attendees and even a couple of our own SearchDomino.com experts about their thoughts on Lotusphere 2007. As would be expected, the big news on everyone's lips was the upcoming release of Lotus Notes 8.0, which was formerly codenamed Hanover. We were curious to hear what users felt were the best new features about Lotus Notes 8.0, and our own resident Domino administration expert, Mike Lazar, offered up his thoughts on the subject.
I think this is very much geared towards the client, and so the first thing that jumps out at you is the updated UI. The interface is very slick. It's very nice looking. I really don't think you can hear any more people saying Outlook looks better. You know, Outlook looks nice. The new version of Notes looks fabulous. Inside that new UI, the way that it handles calendaring and scheduling, which has been long a woe for many people, it's fabulous now. You click on it, it's immediately in your calendar. No more multiple mouse clicks. It's fantastic improvement. You have a message thread view, which shows you everything comes through. I actually find it to be better than Gmail, which I consider the gold standard at this point for your message threading view. And one other one is the ability to, an Eclipse applet, you have your docking sidebar where if you feel your calendar always has to be shown, it's right there. And to be honest with you, these aren't things that are new. These are things that people have clamored for years. IBM and Lotus have finally listened, and this is what they're giving us. And they're giving the people exactly what they've asked for all these years. I love it. There's one feature, though, that was announced, kind of glanced over, that some people have asked for years. I personally have always been against it. You can give people the choice, but you now have the ability, it's been announced in Notes 8, to do message recall. You send a message, you will have the ability to pull it back. I'm very anxious to see what legal counsel at companies think of this, because with compliance concerns between SOX or SEC regulations, HIPAA, what have you, the ability to pull a message back could actually be quite scary for some firms and be something that they're going to absolutely perhaps be against. I'm going to have discussions with many people on this one, but I honestly anticipate that feature, while being there, not being something that many firms will do.
I also had the opportunity to speak with another Lotusphere attendee, Jean Webb, about her thoughts on the best new features of Lotus Notes 8.0.
Well, of course, the new release always looks better with email and all the new little gadgets, and the GUI looks better. But I think the real thing that impressed me is the way they have planned ahead with their programming, so that it covers all the fields or all the platforms.
My next question for Lotusphere attendees was if there was anything specific they were looking to learn about at Lotusphere, and if their curiosities had been met. Here's what Steven Acasio, Vice President of Systems and Technology for the Bank of New York, had to say.
Well, I really want to understand the Lotus roadmap and understanding what their penetration is. It seems like they're making good success. Exchanges keep popping up, I think, in firms. Why are we doing notes? So I think this actually helps out with that kind of where we're going, what we're doing. And I think another feature is 64-bits coming out. They talked about the enhancements of that and the support of that. 7.02 has it. 8.01 has it more natively on a 64-bit platform. And obviously, I think the same time is a great leap that they're doing. And we're, our company's currently using that at a great perspective in terms of basically not only just chatting, but also sessions that they're training on with proprietary information. So I think it's same time has also been a great surprise here as well.
Another question on our minds was what Lotus Notes users thought about the upcoming release of the newest version of Lotus Notes, and if the upgrade is a move in the right direction. Here's what our Domino web development expert, Jens Brandt, had to say on the topic.
what I really find is interesting is that when we do our own applications for our customers, we do custom applications, we can really, really do nice interfaces. All those limitations, all those places where we always said to people, we can't do that, there's a limitation here, it's gone. They really moved the limitations, moved. We can do lots more. We can do interfaces that look a lot more like web. Actually, we can make them better than web.
As you can see, Lotus Notes 8.0 was the big story at this year's event, and we at SearchDomino.com and other Notes users are very excited about it. During the show, Lotus Software also announced the upcoming release of Lotus Quicker 8, which is a tool that will make collaboration much easier and pain-free. Lotus Quicker 8 will allow team members to collaborate with fellow coworkers on online projects, and it doesn't even matter if they're inside a firewall or not. Some of Lotus Quicker 8's capabilities include shared content libraries, team places, and also connectors to popular applications. A great new feature being included is the ability to move attachments into personal libraries and then send them as links instead of large email files, which upon announcement was met with a rousing round of applause. Also announced was that Lotus Quicker 8's personal edition will be available for free. So there you have it. We've heard from several Lotusphere attendees and their views on the upcoming release of Lotus Notes 8.0, its best new features, and what they've taken out of attending Lotusphere 2007. It certainly sounds like 2007 is going to be an interesting and very exciting year for Lotus Notes and Domino users, and we at SearchDomino.com will continue to keep you up to date on all the latest and greatest things Lotus Notes and Domino have to offer. To check out all of our Lotusphere 2007 coverage, visit the What's New box on the SearchDomino.com homepage. I'm Matt Gervais, Assistant Site Editor for SearchDomino.com, and if you have any questions or comments regarding this podcast, please feel free to email me at editor@searchdomino.com. Thanks for listening.